The sacred month of Allah has arrived. The sacred month of Allah has arrived. The sacred month of Allah has arrived. The sacred month of Allah has arrived.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madri channel, welcome to the new silsila called Virtues of Rajab. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in this silsila we will learn about the virtues and the blessings of the beautiful month of Rajab, which is known as the month of Allah. Let's start with the blessings of reading Durood e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned to have said that the one who reads Durood 1,000 times a day, he will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The month of Rajab, the blessings of Rajab. In Islam, there are 12 months. And out of these 12 months, four are mentioned to be more sacred months. And it's mentioned in the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, from Surah At-Tawbah, verse number 36, translation from Kanzul Iman. Indeed, the number of months with Allah is 12 in the book of Allah, since the day He created the heavens and the earth, of which four are sacred. This is the right religion, so do not wrong yourselves in those months. So Allah Azza wa Jalla says that there are 12 months and four of them are sacred. Which four are the sacred months? It has been mentioned that Zilqa'dah, Zilhijjah, Muharram and Rajab. These four months are the sacred months. Now my dear viewers, before we continue, ask ourselves that do we even know the names of the Islamic months? We live in the Western world. We have so much knowledge. No, we know everything about the world. But do we and have we ever taught our children the Islamic months' names? It's a cause for concern to us. Before we go on to teach our children, do we even know what the Islamic months' names are? And this is how far we are away from our deen, my dear viewers, that we do not even know the names of our Islamic calendar, the months in our Islamic calendar. So that we need to ask ourselves that, where are we today in our religion? Then when we question that why are we in so much trouble and tribulations, then question yourself that why are we so far away from the deen? So as I mentioned, the 4 months are sacred months. Let's go on to learn about the beautiful month of Rajab. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the month of Rajab would come, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to recite this dua. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. Which means, O Lord, bestow blessings upon us in Rajab and Sha'ban and make us reach Ramadan. What a beautiful dua. O Allah, bestow blessings upon us in Rajab and Sha'ban and make us reach to Ramadan. This is how much that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do dua to reach the month of Ramadan. It's also said the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Rajab is the month of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sha'ban is my month and Ramadan is the month of my ummah. So look at these three beautiful months. Rajab, this month that we are in now, is the month of Allah. How important is this month, which is known as the month of Allah? And in the next month to come, inshallah, Sha'ban, and this is the month of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the third month is the month of Ramadan, which of the Ummah, which we all know the blessings of, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. So about this beautiful month of Rajab, it's been derived from many different words. The meanings of the word Rajab have come from to pay respect. It is also known as Al-Asab, which means the fast flowing, as the downpour of mercy is increased upon those who repent in this month. So we should also make it a habit, as this is the month of Allah, to ask for forgiveness. Ya Allah, this is your month. Ya Allah, I do tawbah to you. Ya Allah, forgive me in this month. This month is also, those who worship in this month are showered with the blessings of His light. It is also called Al-Asm, which means the deaf, because in this month the sound of war and dispute is not heard at all. Even in the pre-Islamic era, that the non-believers, they used to stop fighting in this month, stop battle and stop war, because of the respect of the beautiful month of Rajab. Now, how much do we respect this month? How much do we know about this month? The month of Allah. This month is also called the month of stoning, because of the devils are stoned in it, so they cannot cause any harm to the Muslims. So Rajab, it's been mentioned in the book Mukashafatul Qulub, that our pious saints rahmatullah alayhi have stated, there are three letters in the word Rajab: Ra, Jim, Ba. The first Ra stands for Rahmah, the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. The second letter Jim stands for Jurm, the crime of the people. And Ba stands for Bir, kindness. In other words, Allah Azza wa Jal says that place my servant's crime in between my mercy and kindness. As I said, this is the month to ask forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal. Cry in the court of Allah. This is the month where we are preparing for the blessed month of Ramadan. This is the month that we need to start working now to prepare for Ramadan. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Shaykh Allama Safuri rahmatullah alayhi has stated, Rajab is the month of sowing the seeds. Sha'ban is the month of watering. And Ramadan is the month of harvesting the crop. Therefore, if someone does not sow the seeds of worship in Rajab and does not water them with tears in Sha'ban, then how will they be able to harvest them in Ramadan? The Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi has further said, Rajab purifies the body, Sha'ban purifies the heart, and Ramadan purifies the soul. So in other words, my dear viewers, if we have a harvest, back in this country we don't have many harvests, but back home in Pakistan and in Asia, when they have a harvest, what's the first thing you do? You put the seeds, then you water, then you get the harvest. This is the month to start preparing for Ramadan, plus the seeds. Next month coming, cry, ask your Allah for forgiveness, and cry, and then Ramadan will come, where we are able to get the harvest, in other words, the fruit, the reward, inshallah, azza wa jal. There's another beautiful account of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. Once he passed by an enlightened mountain, and he requested in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, Ya Allah, grant this mountain the ability to speak. So Allah Azza wa Jal granted this mountain the ability to speak. The mountain spoke, O Ruhullah, what do you want? The Prophet alayhi salam replied, tell me about your state. The mountain said, a person lives inside me. Isa alayhi salam made a dua again, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, make him apparent to me. Make this person inside this mountain, inside this luminous mountain, make him apparent to me. All of a sudden, the mountain split, and the saint, with the face shining like the moon, emerged from it. The man said, I am the follower of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. I made dua to Allah Azza wa Jal to keep me alive until the advent of the last Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that I can gain the honor of seeing him, and so I can attain the privilege of being his ummati. I have been worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal in this mountain for 600 years. He says, I done dua to Allah, O Allah, keep me alive till the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, why? So I can see him. And he says, I can have the privilege of being his ummati. And how long has he been doing that for? 600 years. So what happens next? Isa alayhi salam, he says, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, is there anyone more honorable to you on this earth than this servant of yours? Who can be more honorable than somebody who has been kept alive and worshipping for 600 years in a luminous mountain? Subhanallah, my dear viewers, Allah Azza wa Jalla replied, O Isa alayhi salam, whoever from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasts for a single day in the month Rajab, he is more honorable to me than this person in the mountain. Whoever does one fast in the month of Rajab. Subhanallah, my dear viewers, what an amazing account. So inshallah, in the following episodes to come, we'll have a whole episode just on the fasting in this beautiful month. May Allah have mercy on them, and may He forgive us without accountability for their sake. Let's go on and continue inshallah and learn about the beautiful month of Rajab. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala states, Allah Almighty has given a special status to four of the months from the 12. He has granted greatness to their sacredness, and committing a sin in them is also considered a major sin as well. So not only do we get extra blessings in this month, but also that sin that we commit is also considered a major sin as well. So we need to be very careful that we don't commit sins in this month. Obviously, we're not supposed to commit sins in any month, but in these four sacred months, and in this beautiful month of Rajab, we need to make sure that we are not committing sins. Unfortunately, many Muslims today, we don't have the knowledge of Rajab. We don't have the knowledge. And alhamdulillah, it's the blessings of Dawat Islami and the blessings of Madani Channel that you are watching and you are learning about the month of Rajab. And we need to make sure our eyes are protected, our ears are protected from haram. We are not earning haram. We are not speaking haram. We are not lying. We are not backbiting. We are not telling tales. We are not doing fraud. Unfortunately, today, the Muslims are very much involved in these sins. So please, my dear viewers, and especially in this month, make an intention that we will, inshallah, stop all of these sins. The Tabi'i saint, Sayyidina Qatada rahmatullah alayhi, states, "The reward of a good deed increases in sacred months, and the oppression and sin are considered more serious in these sacred months in comparison to other months, even though sin and oppression are evil in all cases." So as I said, this month, be extra cautious, extra careful. Make extra intentions to keep yourself away from sins. And start from now. Normally in Ramadan, we say, okay, this is the month, we're not going to commit any sins in Ramadan. We're fasting, you know, we can't commit any sins. And a lot of the times, it's difficult for us to not stop sins in Ramadan. Even though the shaitan is locked up, why do we carry on doing sins? Because we're used to doing sins all year round. We blame the shaitan. But now it's the time now. Rajab has started. The month of Allah has started. This is the time to prepare for Ramadan. You've got 2 months to prepare, Rajab and Sha'ban. Then when Ramadan comes, it will be easy for us, inshallah, and we would have made a good habit that we are not sinning anymore. A pious scholar of Islam became ill before the month of Rajab al-Marajab. He supplicated to Allah to delay my death till the month of Rajab al-Marajab, because I was informed that in the month of Rajab, Allah Azza wa Jal frees people from hell. Thus, Allah Almighty allowed him to reach the blessed month of Rajab al-Marajab, and he passed away in this month. So this, my dear viewers, what do we learn? This is the month where Allah Almighty frees people from hell. Do dua, Ya Allah, I've made a mistake. Ya Allah, accept my forgiveness. Ya Allah, accept my repentance. Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, this beautiful month of yours is known as your month. Free me in your month. Free me from the fire of hell. Free me from sins. Ya Allah, help me. Do dua in the court of Allah. Speak to Allah Azza wa Jal. It has been mentioned that whoever acknowledges the first night of Rajab by spending it in worship with the intention of gaining reward and fast during the day, Allah Almighty will grant him entry into paradise. Subhanallah. Just one day's hard work, one night's worship, and what do we get? Entry into paradise. But how many of us actually respect this beautiful month of Rajab? As I started with, how many of us have taught our children about the month of Rajab? How many of us have sat down and opened a book with our children? That better, let's sit down today, let's learn about the month of Rajab. This is unfortunate, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel. Please, please, please implement this in your homes. From today, make an intention that inshallah Azza wa Jal will bring Islamic teachings in our homes. We will start the dars in our homes today. It just takes, 5 to 7 minutes. Sit down with your children, open up a book. There are so many free literature available on Dawat Islami's website, dawatislami.net. You go into the book section, you can download hundreds of books there, all free of cost. Sit down, download it, get them on your iPads, on your computers, on your laptops, and read to your children. Get your children to read to you, to give them this mindset of teaching others, to give this mindset for the love of Islamic knowledge. We send them in the morning, we make sure they're ready for school. We make sure they're in clean clothes. We make sure that they get the best education. They go to the best school possible. What are we doing to make sure they get in the best Islamic knowledge? This dunya, this world is a very short life. One day we're all going to go. Have we not learned from this coronavirus pandemic that one day we will go as well? So many healthy young people that I know of have passed away. There must be many that you know of have passed away. Do you not listen to the news? Do you not listen to the headlines? Today this many 100 people died. This many 100 or 1,000 people got coronavirus. Absolutely healthy, normal people. Where are they today? Last year, last Rajab, Many people were with us who are not with us today. So think to yourself. I know people who just straight, without any notice, you can say, without any signs, dead. It's absolutely fine. He got into a car accident and he passed away. Could that not be us? One of the biggest tricks of shaitan is to give people a hope for a long life. I'll do this after 5 years. I'll do this after 10 years. We have planned our life for 20, 30 years ahead. I'll get my children married. I'll get my children to a good school. I'll do this. I'll let me get my business sorted. Then I'll go read namaz. Then I'll grow the beard. Then. And then we go into our grave. The clothes we stayed in the cupboard, even the clothes that you are wearing on your body, they'll be ripped off you and thrown away. And what will you go into? A few sheets of white cloth. All your money will be in the bank accounts. And we have heard so many stories. Somebody works all his or her life for their children. What happens as soon as that person dies? The children start fighting. This is mine, this is yours, this is mine, this is yours. So this is the month of Allah, the month of mercy. Ask Allah for forgiveness and come towards your deen, come back towards Islam. You have Alhamdulillah Madri channel giving you dawah in your homes. You're sitting down watching Madri channel giving you dawah. You have Dawat Islami's weekly ishtamas. You have so many online facilities. There's no excuse not to learn now. Online, you can go online. There's so many courses available online. On your mobile phones, on your laptops, on your iPads. Learn ilm-e-deen. Of course, we need education, worldly education as well for our children. But don't go so much deeper into dunya that you forget your deen as well. So my dear viewers of Madri channel, the message today is that from this beautiful month known as the month of Allah, attach yourself, speak to Allah, attach yourself with the deen. Have that connection with your Lord and inshallah come back to your deen. If your namaz was not intact, make intention that from today inshallah we'll not miss any namaz. If our Quran, we were not reciting Quran enough, or we're not reciting Quran properly, make the intention that in this beautiful month of Rajab, we will start to read the Quran. We will learn how to read the Quran properly. Again, Dawat Islam is providing you this facility. You can go on Madrasatul Madina Balighan, go on the websites. There's so many Madrasatul Madina Balighan for adults. In different masjids, online courses are happening. You can go and learn free. So this is the month to come back to you, Allah Azza wa Jal. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal, whatever we have learned today, may we act upon it and may we pass it on to others. Now I'd like to finish with this beautiful hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who says that repent abundantly in the month of Rajab. No doubt Allah Almighty frees many people from the fire in this month. So we all want to be free from the fire. And inshallah, if we repent in this month, do sincere tawbah from your deepness of your heart. Inshallah, until the next episode, keep yourself safe inshallah. We will see you in the next episode. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The sacred month of Allah has arrived. The sacred month of Allah has arrived. The sacred month of Allah has arrived. The sacred month of Allah has arrived.